John, what's your assessment of that game?
Two very poor goals. I thought it was a tight game. We created enough chances, especially first half, to go in a couple up. The first goal, really poor defending, and we actually worked on the fact that they're a threat. So free kick from Zelly to give away, allows them to get a free hit within the first couple of minutes. Should have cleared our lines, didn't cover the goal quick enough or with enough urgency, and the same for the second goal. I thought two very poor goals. And we've kept us off the back of two really good, solid, clean sheets here as well. So you can't give a team like that two goals like that. I don't mind if they've worked really good goals and they deserved it with two worldies, but it's the manner of the two goals, which I've just said to the players, is just not acceptable. I thought that's really poor.
You mentioned that about, you know, solid performances in the clean sheet on Boxing Day. Is that the head scratcher and that's the frustration for you, that the inconsistency, I guess?
Yeah, that's the worst thing for any manager, is the frustration. But I don't mind if you get beat by a better team, but it's the manner of the two goals and the fact we don't take our chances, and the team's always going to create one or two chances, but I think we made it too easy for them to score both of them goals. And I've just looked at them both, and all the stuff that we really pride ourselves on, the discipline, the tracking back in, the covering your teammate, and the energy to stop them getting split passes, wasn't there for two occasions. And that's what can't be acceptable.
As you say, an awful start, but you responded certainly in the first half, and I thought it was a nice build-up for Edwards' goal.
I thought we were the better team. I thought we were a better team, and but I think I can stand here all night. You can't give goals like that, because then once they get their second goal, they can just sit in. Makes it very difficult then for us to break them down. Whereas if we can keep it 1-1 as the game progresses, and suddenly then usually we finish really strong. But when you've got a team who can sit in and protect that lead and try and kill the game a bit, it makes it difficult. So again, it's just the manner of the goals is what's really frustrating and disappointing today.
And when they're able to bring on a big lad like Kiefer Moore, he made a difference for them in the second half.
Yeah, he did in the first game, and I thought he did today as well. And that's why there's a lot of clubs after him. Whether they'll keep him, I'm unsure, because I'm sure there'll be quite a few clubs looking to bring him back. Probably Ipswich may even bring him back, but yeah, we didn't deal with him well. But for me, it's before that. It's stopping the cross at source and doing enough to stop crosses. The basics of football, which we should have, modern game, it's not that common now, but we've just got to make sure that we keep working on them basics, and we've got a chance. The only positive I think from today is the fact we've got 2 days, we've got another game, so you can't feel sorry for yourself. Some of you have had the shirts and not done enough to keep them today, I think, and for me that's why you'll lose sleep tonight, because the least you should do is give yourself the absolute maximum energy and effort to keep the shirt. Quality won't always be there, but energy and application today looked a bit lacking in a couple of the players. So I'll sit down tomorrow and decide who's got the right to keep the shirt and who I need to change.
As we reach the end of the year, obviously a lot of people do, and I've read all the programme notes of all the different people involved at the club, and everyone sort of assesses the year. Obviously it's a frustrating way to end it, but you're still a very positive man.
Of course, you can't. I've got four amazing children and a beautiful wife. They don't deserve a miserable dad when he comes home. They haven't done anything. The players who have made it a little bit miserable for me today, I'll give them praise, but they're not getting any praise off me today, because I thought they were awful for two goals. So we have to sit and regroup tomorrow. I'll always be positive, and I know that riles a lot of people, but I'm not going to change my core values. It's got me a long way in life, and but I also understand and I accept that it's not good enough for them two goals. And you can't keep being that inconsistent team, or else you're always going to be looking over your shoulder. So I'm looking for a reaction against Plymouth.
Is there a clean slate for any players? As I say, when people look at the new year, people think of a clean slate, but is that not the case after today?
No, well, listen, it's just another day. You're judged on the performance you've just put out, including me. I'll be judged on that today. So it's not just me. Players need to take account of it as well. I know Sam Allardyce has put something in the press recently where the players need to take responsibility and they need to be accountable and have some honesty when I show them the video back tomorrow. That's life. The only way you can move on is if you're honest and you accept that some of the defending wasn't good enough today.
So looking ahead to Plymouth, the one thing you'll be hoping for is a fired up performance and a response.
Yeah, but that's got to come from them. I don't doubt myself and my staff, and these players are a good group, but I can't keep saying it because it's too easy for a couple of teams to come here and take the points away from us. And I think if you just had that little bit more guile and resilience today, you'd have seen it out and maybe had an opportunity to win the game. But I'll have a look. I'll see whether I need to make changes. I'll not really react too much now. I'll have a look at the game tomorrow.
Plymouth have ended the year quite well. 5 unbeaten, a draw to finish off their year, but 5 unbeaten, only the one loss in December, I think. And they'll be you're not looking down, but they'll be certainly looking up at teams like yourself.
Of course they are, because that's the only way you can look. And we need to be the same. And to be fair, when we've asked for a reaction in the past, this group has delivered it. I also have to take into account the fatigue element after that game today, because I thought the energy from a couple of our lads just wasn't there today. And we'll have a look at that tomorrow and see what we do for Plymouth.
If you don't mind me asking you, is the extra headache you've got the January window opening and you've got some important loan players with their deals expiring?
I've known that for 6 months, so we'll deal with that when it happens.